and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Mega 64 Studio, your home for Christmas Cast 2019!
What?
You tuned in from all over the world, searching for the spectacular, for the unbelievable, for the amazing. You're here to see the world's greatest underground competitive eaters push their minds to the brink of sanity and their appetites to the brink of their belt line, all for control of this, the Christmas Cast trophy. And I'm happy to say tonight, you're gonna find it. So without further ado, let's get Christmas Cast 2019 underway!
Oh, yes!
Right.
All right. Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm smelling a little something stenchy coming from that corner.
That would be me. Theme song!
Oh. I'm a lonely horse, got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be lonely horseman, 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 lonely horseman.
And we're back.
Welcome back, everybody. Hello. Okay.
How's everybody feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great.
He's a little queasy.
Feeling queasy.
Hey, my goal was like, don't eat today, get hungry.
Really?
But then
No, I got hungry and then I ate a day old Taco Bell burrito and I felt terrible.
You're gonna
I don't feel good.
That's just the carpet lining on the bottom of a very comfortable room.
Yeah.
And we're going to put all the furniture in tonight.
Solid foundation.
We have a couple former champions here. Rocco, how did you prepare for tonight's competition?
I know we're going to have an exciting show tonight. Can I take a moment to get real for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
I was honestly going into tonight not really feeling like I was up to it like I am in previous years. Like I kind of just had a weird haze and I was trying to figure out what it was and I'm kind of looking through the air and I realized last year I got all this shit on me.
Yeah.
I was covered in like sour cream and all kinds of stuff on me. I remember feeling so gross. So I took the jacket off and I put it in the corner of my office.
Yeah.
And it sat there until 1 minute ago.
No, not the Santa.
That's right.
No!
We got the Christmas jacket.
No,
I literally haven't taken it out of the bag since the last show.
There's going to be like mildew.
I don't know what we're in for. I really haven't looked at it.
That's what I smelled
is
coming from
over there. Is that the funky smell?
Okay. That is the...
Here's the jacket. All right, we got it. We're going to put it on. Get ready. Get ready for Christmas, everybody.
It's crunchy.
I'm going to put it on. And I'm
right now.
I'm excited.
In classic Rocco form, he is starting the night off disgusting everybody in the room his foul fashion sense.
It smells like fucking fish.
You know, we can't get a... Dude,
yeah,
this,
it's got Sir Stromig scent built into the fabric.
Legitimately, it is covered in shit. It's brown.
On the back.
It's so crunchy.
Black spots.
Dude, it's called mold.
Straight up black mold.
This is gnarly, dude.
It's going to give me an asthma attack.
Like, usually I say,
this is the worst
usually
it's ever
we say
been.
Taste it, but I legitimately think you may get like real sick if you do that.
This is the worst it's ever been. Oh, well.
You're going to get respiratory.
Well, we have fun here.
That was disgusting.
Good. That was fucking...
We have 16 competitors lined up tonight, going head-to-head in 4 rounds of competition.
Yeah.
And we're going to whittle it down to our 2019 champion.
I'm excited.
Garrett, did you do any preparation for tonight?
I did some heavy eating last night, light eating today, and some Kobayashi stretches to get ready.
Nice. Got
to
get the Kobayashi. Got to
get it in.
Kobayashi will serve
you
well.
But I didn't have day-old fake Mexican food. I had some authentic taco shop tacos. I got a nice layer of menudo.
And we have a full house of audience members here.
Yeah.
Let's get a shot of the audience.
Yeah.
Say hi, everybody.
They're here. They're into it.
They are.
It's a polite high.
Quivering with fear at what they will witness tonight. Yeah. I think we should dive right into round one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's get the competitors for round one, Group A, up onto the stage here.
We're having
16 competitors.
The first 8 arrive on stage.
Round one is the elimination round, where we are going to have all 16 competitors, eight at a time, eating the same food all together. The top four competitors to finish in both rounds will progress to round two. We're looking for eight champions here tonight. Let's start by meeting our competitors. You introduce yourself and tell everybody your catchphrase.
My name is Rodrigo, and we don't need those stinking badges.
I'm Johnny, the cool one. What's up?
Hey, my name is Rocco. I was involved in a bank scam 4 years ago, and I still have not been able to get all my belongings back.
Hi, my name is James. I like music.
Yeah. This is Frank Hallis. For all my juggalos and juggalettes, don't charge them home. Hope you like it. Whoop, whoop.
My name's Megan. I'm allergic to cedar.
My name's Matt, and I light up.
Get in.
And my name is Sean, and I'm going to win.
Round one will be the double fisting two-cup challenge. Yes, that's right. Nobody here knows what they're getting into.
But we're going to find out in one. Oh, fuck yeah.
We have pudding cups and Pringles cups. A little bit of sweet and savory. The first people, the first half of this group to finish both cups will win the round.
Ooh.
By the way, people watching at home right now, if there's certain angles you want to see, you know, this is going to go up on YouTube on Tuesday. We'll have other camera shit. So if you're missing anything, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just watch it Tuesday, you know, whatever. Use your imagination. It's easy. Do we want to let people know about the grand prize tonight, or should we wait?
Yeah, let people know about the grand prize.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the grand prize tonight, the Christmas King. Oh, it's going to be me. I mean, I'm going to win. But that's, excuse me.
Shut the fuck up.
The grand prize tonight is this trophy with $100 in Panda Express gift cards.
Whoa.
That's a lot of Chinese food, a lot of orange chicken, and a copy of Control Alt Delete, the animated series on DVD. That's
nice.
Two discs. And there is Tums.
Just pick one. Pick a flavor.
All right.
Pick a flavor.
Okay, so we got. I got pizza-flavored Pringles, shout out. These were always the best Pringles. I had these in high school all the time. It was like half the meals I had.
Don't open anything.
Okay.
All right. No spoons. No silverware for the entire competition.
What the fuck?
No silverware. Does everybody have two cups?
Yes.
No. Opening the lids is part of the competition.
Oh.
Man, these lids are funny.
On your mark. Get set. Go!
All right, it's on.
And they're off, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like Frank Howley is starting with the pudding, digging right in as Meg struggles to open her Pringles.
I can't even open
Sean has already got through his Pringles. Matt is dipping the Pringles into the pudding. Rocco has finished the Pringles, and he's holding the pudding cup menacingly below his chin as Johnny crams through, and Rodrigo at the end is dipping the Pringles into the pudding. Rocco looks like he's almost finished. So far, we haven't had a winner yet. Mm. The first place winner of this round.
I'm done.
Sean,
done?
Is the first place winner. There's one.
Mm. Sean, was I supposed to say I'm done?
Rocco is finished.
I just forgot I was enjoying it so
Johnny
much.
Johnny is finished. One more person. We're looking for one more person to complete this round. Who is going to make it into round two?
Oh, come on.
Who's going to? It's coming down the wire. Announce yourself when you've won.
Done.
Frank!
Frank!
That was surprisingly good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, those were tasty.
Yeah.
Your first winners of the elimination round. Who was it? Sean, Rocco, Johnny, and Frank.
Hell yeah.
Big round of applause for these guys.
That was a treat. That was a treat.
That was good.
Clear your food off the table.
That was a treat, man.
Clear your food off the table. Let's have round, or let's have group B stand up here.
Okay.
Come on up.
All right. Guys, that was nothing but a treat, okay? That was like a snack. I had more than that when I woke up this morning, okay? My breakfast.
Dude, I won. That was great.
That was a leisurely stroll.
Now, I don't have a pill with me, and I'm pretty sure there was dairy in that, but that is part of the fun.
What was the flavor of that pudding? It was like a dragon
or something. Got, yeah, mine was green. I can tell by your face, dragon yours fruit. Is green as well.
Yeah.
It was good. And mixed with barbecue chips, surprisingly tasty.
You know, Sean, yeah. I forgot to say, we should have been timing this because the fastest time wins a special competitive edge going into round two.
Well, maybe me and the first finisher can do a rock, paper, scissors or something.
That's what we'll do. Okay. All right. I forgot to mention, the best time in round one is going to win a special competitive edge in this game, a special prize. But since we weren't timing that group, whoever wins this round is going to have to go head-to-head against Sean in a game of rock, paper, scissors to see who finally gets it.
We'll cross that
bridge when we come to it.
Can I just chime in real quick? What sucks is I was done first and I said nothing.
You know what? Then that's your fault.
I was just enjoying it.
For being an idiot.
Fuck.
You know? A likely story from
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Puke-covered Santa.
Oh, come on. Get no respect.
We're going to introduce our second group here. Say your name and your catchphrase.
Hey, what's up? My name's Matt. I'm a little afraid of Santa.
Hey, I'm Tyler. Fuck Rudolph.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yo, this is Garrett. Blue cheese, baby.
Hey, I'm Kevin, and I've never thrown up in my life.
I'm Ryan. I'm the people's champ. I'm a good guy now.
Nope.
Nice try.
Nope. My name is Bruce, a.k.a. Mrs. Claus, and my favorite Christmas song is Eyeless by Slipknot.
What?
I'm Emily Ferret. I draw stuff. That's it.
I'm Giselle. Get over yourself, Grandma.
What?
Oh, sorry, Grandma. Sorry, Grandma. Dude,
all
Ryan,
right,
the chat loves you now.
Pass this down and grab a Pringles cup.
It's all positive saying we hope Ryan wins. There's no fuck Ryans. I haven't seen one.
Dude, Ryan's going down. I'm telling you right now. Only the audience can hear me. Ryan's going down.
Can I show the cause I'm playing for this year?
Show the cause. Okay, Ryan's got to show this.
Since I'm a good guy now, I'm dedicating this contest to someone we recently lost, all in our hearts. R.I.P. Chewbacca mom.
Oh, come
on. She taught me it was okay to be weird.
She's been dead for 4 years. Jesus Christ.
Did she die?
I'm sure you can see her a
little
bit.
Chewbacca mom died?
Oh, yeah, fuck you, Sean. Are you kidding me?
No, she didn't.
That is so disrespectful. You fucker.
Dragon I don't. Power? Okay.
Sean, your kids didn't have the day off of school for that one?
Yeah.
It's a federal holiday.
Treasure. We lost.
Oh, you know what? They did.
Ryan has noticed his Christmas-colored pudding.
I got a dragon one.
Red and green.
My labels.
All right. Everybody's locked and loaded. On your mark, get set, go! In round two,
come on, guys.
Group B starts in with this eating competition. They are ferociously pounding
Ryan
the chips.
Ryan already ate all of his.
Emily has crammed the whole thing of Pringles and is taking the pudding.
Oh, Emily's really going for
like
it.
Like a shot.
Ryan is using his fingers like a psychopath.
Oh, Kevin's going at that. Kevin looks like he's looking for a fiver in there somewhere.
Announce when you've won.
Okay.
Done.
Ryan.
Wow, oh, Doc course. Ryan, that's former champion, course. Coming in with some weight.
Wait. No, I'm not done.
Oh, shit. He's a cheater.
False
finish. Someone else beat him.
Oh.
False
finish.
Oh.
No, for real.
Ryan is number one.
Kevin.
Number two.
Matt.
What the fuck?
Garrett, where are you at? Garrett.
Kevin.
Garrett.
Garrett.
Chips. Good. Good.
Oh, done. We have our top four. Wait, I forgot your name.
Who do we got?
Matt!
Oh, sorry,
who do we got?
Garrett, Matt. Kevin, and Doc Ryan.
Okay.
Oh, progressing.
Mine was red.
You picked green?
Oh.
Is that a problem?
That was good.
A round of applause for our
good job, guys.
For our competitors
good job, guys.
Here.
Great Thank job, you. Guys.
All right. Please clear your food off the table and make your way back to the seats. Except Ryan, you can stay up there. Sean, we're going to need you up there.
Can I have some sort of a napkin?
There's wet wipes.
Paper, scissors?
Wet wipes behind you.
Where?
There. Prep table.
Oh, my God. I'm so
All right, everybody. They're going to go on stage. And
oh, my God.
I have here the prize for our winner of the elimination round. It's supposed to go to the competitor that had the best eating time. But since we weren't keeping track of time, it's going to come down to the old rock, paper, scissors.
That'll do it. Yeah, that'll settle it, everything once and for all.
All right.
It should have been me, though.
Meet me on the set. Okay. I have here the prize for our round one champion. Just between the two of you, who do you think had the better time?
I mean, no offense. I finished it in like 10 seconds.
Some people are saying Ryan. I don't know. Sean was pretty fast.
Sean was fast.
Sean hasn't eaten all day.
Neither have I.
And he loves pudding and Pringles. Let's, should we leave this trophy here or should we put it in a safe spot?
Oh, let's move it because it's going to get destroyed.
Yeah, it's going to get hurt.
The Tums. Yeah, the Tums. We'll move that.
Okay.
Oh, I want this present so bad.
What is inside this present?
Oh, I want it
we
so
will
bad.
Find out. You guys, best 2 out of 3, okay. Rock, paper, scissors.
So we're doing rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Bam, 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 bam.
Boom. Got That's it. Right. Okay. All right, whenever you're ready, you guys take it away.
Ooh. Ready?
Wait, okay, sorry. Sorry, sorry.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Fuck. It's a tie.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Fuck. Another tie.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Another tie.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Fuck. Oh, Ryan wins one round. Best 2 out of 3 takes it home.
1, 2, 3. Boom.
Oh, Sean brings it back. It's all down to this, ladies and gentlemen. This is for the blood. The winner of this match gets the super secret prize.
He's nervous.
Oh, Sean.
I'm cool as a cucumber.
I want it so bad.
Okay. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Bam! It goes to Sean, ladies and gentlemen. It goes to Sean.
Good triumphs over evil.
And let's see what your prize is.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Ooh, what is it?
Oh, God.
What could it be?
It's really taped. We really taped it.
It's a real. It's like a gift from Grandma.
What did Grandma give me? Oh.
It's a game card.
Opponent swap. So that means I can play this card anytime I want to swap opponents, not going to the final round. Okay.
Ooh, that's right. Sean has the fabled opponent swap game card, which means at any time during this competition, Sean can play this card and swap opponents. He can change his opponent for another, or he could just fuck with other people's opponents now, if he wants to rig the system.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Am I allowed to change it? If I'm already eliminated, I still own it and I can still fuck with people, or is it once I'm out, it's gone?
You cannot use the cards once you are eliminated.
Fuck. Okay.
You have to use it while you are still in competition, and that goes for all cards in play tonight.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
All right. Okay, we're gonna set up the next round, but let's go over here for some commentary. Why don't you guys just riff a little bit?
It's the it's the end of the elimination. We have our top 8 now.
We are down to the top 8, and the top 8 is going to be where the real tournament happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we were playing around with Pringles and pudding. That's fun. Okay, great, whatever. Dude, that's a normal lunch.
Green pudding was not a normal lunch.
It tastes
I got red.
Funny.
I got red. That
red
was good.
And green slop is like the most uncomfortable color to eat.
Well, now here's the thing. Here's what I'm truly nervous about. I want to let everyone out there know who's watching this.
Yeah.
I am in the dark on tonight's show.
Yes.
Derek set this whole thing up. He set up a whole system to pick the foods and everything. I don't know what's involved tonight.
Right.
You know, there's times where I got a little tip on that, you know, okay, we're going to have this. But I literally do not know what we're in for.
I
am the most nervous I've ever been going into a show.
I am completely with you. I know nothing.
It didn't hit until I got here when I realized, like, oh, I don't. We could have some type of foul Sir Stromig incident again.
Yeah.
I hope not.
I pray not.
But talking about the food?
Yeah.
We really don't know.
No one knows what to expect.
There are 10 foods in play tonight. We're not going to see all of them, but we're going to see most of them. And like I said earlier, they range in a scale of super good to eat, and you're going to love life, and then fucking heinous. The only person who has any idea of what the food is Johnny, who repeatedly said in the purchasing process, he would rather die than eat some of these foods.
Oh, no. Johnny, wow. No. And is Johnny competing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Johnny's competing.
In fact,
I think we have our bracket set up.
Okay.
So can we zoom in on the board over there and get a shot of that? This is the breakdown here. So going into the next round, we're going to have Rocco versus Frank, Johnny versus Sean. Pan on over to the right there. Ryan versus Kevin and Garrett versus Matt G. So let's get these four groups of people up on stage right now.
Okay.
And we're going to start unveiling what the competition food is going to be.
Let's do it.
All 8, huh? Damn.
We'll have you guys. Let's have let's have Sean and Johnny come down here first, right in front of the stage. Right in front of the stage.
Okay.
You guys can decide who is going to spin I will let you know there are a couple of these. So this wrapping paper corresponds with some some packages wrapped over here on the podcast set. Okay. Some of these packages contain food. Some of these packages contain game cards. Oh. If you win a game card, you will play rock, paper, scissors to see which one of you gets it. There is one game card per box. So let's get it started. Why don't you guys spin and see what your competition food is going to be?
Sure, I'll spin. All right. I'm nervous, but I don't know what this means. So.
I'm also super nervous.
We got some Frosties.
Which are the green snowmen?
Green snowmen.
I don't even remember what's in here, but
okay.
Here you go. You guys can open that up.
Oh, okay. Can I open it?
Yeah, please be my guest. All
right, get open together. All right, I guess rip that open too.
Okay. Leave the wheel there. Leave the wheel there.
Okay, now I'm nervous.
Me too.
What could it be? Oh, it's chocolate. It's organic chocolate.
Oh, come on.
Fuck yeah, dude.
They got chocolate.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Let's get Rocco and Frank down here next.
All right.
Rocco and Frank, those guys are happy about the chocolate they've got.
I'm so excited.
Is that their competition?
Their competition is chocolate. Go ahead. Decide between yourselves who's going to spin.
I'll go for it.
Want to do it?
I'll get a good one. Big money. Big money. No whammies. Vacation. Hawaii. Winter wonder.
Winter wonder. What does that mean? Is it going to be like winter cocaine wonder or something? What is this? All right. Let's see. All right.
You
want to
open the box?
Sure.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Let's find out. Okay.
Chocolate?
Come on. There's got to be more than one chocolate.
Yeah. Steak? Hot wings, pizza.
It's light. Whatever it is, it's light. This isn't a heavy box. So we might have worked out. Wait a second. What's this?
Oh, no.
It's a food swap.
Another game card. The food swap card.
What?
At any point in this competition, play this card to swap either your food with another competitor's food or fuck with any food in play.
Okay, so at any point we could swap with.
Well.
So whoever's going to spin next.
You can't. Well, first you have to play rock, paper, scissors to see which one of you gets it.
Oh, okay. We're doing it now?
Yep. Yeah. All right now. Best 2 out of 3. Easy.
Okay, ready?
All right, yeah.
It's rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
Yep.
Sure. Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Aha, that's one.
One for Rocco.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. That's two.
Rocco has the food swap card. Wait a second. But you need to spin again to see what your food is.
Oh, okay.
Lightning round.
Let's go for it.
Oh, you all spin?
Yeah. Snowman.
Just go to the next one. Go spin it to the other way.
All right,
there you
right.
go. If it's already if it's already a chosen thing, just spin it to the one right.
It's the one next.
Yeah, it's the one.
One to the right.
Clockwise. All right, here we go. Oh, this is a big one.
Oh, that's a big one.
It's two.
One for you.
Oh no, I'm gonna start opening.
We may be seeing that card come into play.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck is that?
Pickled lemons?
Oh!
Pickled lemons?
Oh!
The sequel to last year's pickled mangoes!
No, that was the worst. Hold on, that was the worst.
Pickled lemons!
Hold on.
Wait. Before you play your card,
wait, Rocco.
You can swap it anytime.
Yeah, I'm gonna, because I just want to say, the pickled mangoes last year haunted me all year.
Yeah.
It was like a gasoline-soaked flip-flop. Yeah.
Before you take my chocolate away, I want you to think, wait till everyone gets their thing, and maybe something better than the chocolate for you.
Yeah,
and then use it.
What's better than chocolate?
No.
Yeah, let's wait. We'll wait.
Okay.
We'll wait.
Oh, thank God.
Wait. Let's wait.
Just wait. Oh, please be something better than chocolate.
Because
that was really heavy chocolate,
Ryan,
dude. That's a lot of filling.
You want me to spin it?
Yep.
Okay. Christmas lights.
Oh no.
Okay.
Do you want to open it together?
Oh, it's cold. Nice and cold.
Oh, ew.
Broccoli.
I don't like broccoli.
I love broccoli.
Yeah. I don't like broccoli, but it's not like make me vomit. It's more just like I don't prefer it.
Ladies and gentlemen, these guys are going to be eating raw broccoli, otherwise known as broccoli.
Okay.
Yeah, give it up for broccoli. Give it up for broccoli.
Hey. Ryan. Now, Ryan is a mighty titan in this competition, but We have just seen here on stage, he's revealed he hates broccoli. No, so Kevin could have the upper hand. No, yeah. It's okay. You said he hated it. It's all right.
Okay. All right.
We heard it.
Let's get Garrett and Matt G onto stage here. You guys take your broccoli and step off.
Step off with your broccoli.
Agree between yourselves who's going to spin it.
Oh, yeah, what do you want to do? Why don't you go? I do it every week on the PPS. Go for it. Oh,
green. We already got that one. Spin it over.
Oh, counter?
Yeah, we already got that one. Spin it over. We already got that one. Spin it over.
Oh, purple.
We're going with the purple snowman.
Oh, what's purple?
Pimp.
Oh, well, that, definitely pimp.
Okay, one box. All right, set her up here.
One box. I think you guys are going to like this one.
Okay, let's go. Teamwork. Here, pull that. Ready? Oh, hell yes! Oh, yeah.
What?
Pirouette!
Oh! Yeah. Oh.
I love something that goes something with coffee.
Hey, Garrett, I love them too.
Oh, fuck. No, Sean got chocolate.
Yeah. You gotta use it right now, man. What are you switching to?
Don't, Ryan, shut up.
No, Rocco doesn't have to switch anything. He can play anytime he wants.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't think he's even gonna switch.
Ryan wants a card so bad, he's trying to tell Rocco how to use it.
All right, so the food has been divided up for round two. That's it for the wheel. It'll make a comeback a little bit later on. I think first up, sorry, Roger, did you want to do something?
Wait, so at what point do I,
anytime you want.
Anytime I want, okay.
Oh, surprise.
Well, before they start eating, though.
Right, I guess I'm confused, am I still going against Frank?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm going to eat something else, just not that. Okay.
Does it swap the team's food?
It swaps the team's food.
Okay. The team's food. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, well, I can decide this now, right?
I think Ryan wants
anytime you want.
Yeah. Well, I mean, give me the pirouettes. I hope you like pickled lemons, dude.
Rocco is playing the food swap card. I'll take the card.
There's the card.
This is
right.
This
is, yeah, I think we made it.
There's the food swap card. Yeah, Rocco has played it.
There's stems in here. Is it safe?
No, it's definitely not safe.
Wow.
Well, don't. It's not gonna be easy for me either. These are chocolate fudge, and that's very rich.
We have to finish the jar.
No, it's whoever eats more.
Okay, in a time limit.
Yes.
Okay, I feel a little better, but fuck you, still.
Hey, all you know what? Gotta go to Pepperidge Farms.
Let's
get chocolate.
Let's start with Rocco and Frank. Let's start it off sweetly.
All right.
Go ahead and open up your canisters.
All right, peel these open.
Yeah, let's get our scorekeepers up here. And we're gonna need somebody to keep a timer. Can anybody operate a timer? Put 2 minutes on the timer?
Oh my God.
Meg has got it, our timekeeper, Meg.
Are we allowed to drink water during the activity?
What's the consensus on that?
Yeah, I think we always do that.
That's I would say okay.
I don't because I've choked on shit. Let's do water's good.
Yeah, all right. Water's okay.
You can drink water if you want.
Chocolate, Sean.
Okay, so the way the scorekeeping works is you flip it over from back to front.
To my car to get a pill.
Okay.
So starting with the ones over here.
I'm out of breath. I feel like my throat is right there. Run my...
Open that back up, please.
Okay, guys.
You understand over here from back to front? Perfect.
I've been waiting for this.
I'm so glad you guys got that legitimately.
Dude, pirouettes.
I thought I was...
Okay. Meg, since you are the timekeeper, you can say on your market set go.
Scorecard's got to move in. Okay.
Hold on. There we go. All right. Is everybody ready?
Thank you.
Are the scorekeepers ready?
Yep. These are individually wrapped inside. Is that going to be...
who knew?
We'll have to deal with it.
All right.
You're just going to have to unwrap them as you go.
All right. On your mark, get set, go.
Go! And the timer has started. 2 minutes to see who can eat more.
Wow.
Rocco has the package open, and he is taking them away. One for Rocco. That is, Rocco's already down to two. Make some noise out there in the audience. Rocco using the Kobayashi method.
Come on, Frank.
Keep cheering. Keep the energy up for these guys.
Rocco.
Rocco is using the Kobayashi, sauntering back and forth.
Oh, yeah, he goes.
Trying to get the food to settle in his stomach.
Do we have a timer going,
quicker.
Garrett?
We do have a timer. How much time is left?
Minute 23.
We're only 40 seconds into a 2 minute.
Just do nibbles.
Rocco's a bit ahead.
Rocco is consistently staying one wafer stick ahead of Frank. Now coming two ahead of Frank. The score is 3-5. Four to six.
Oh, God.
It's no biscotti.
The Kobayashi. Rocco is like an Italian Kobayashi up there on stage. Mm. Just what a hot dog is to Kobayashi, these wafers are to Rocco. Frank is holding his own.
Frank came out the gate a little slow, and I think that's coming back to bite him right now.
Rocco looks jolly as a St. Nick covered in barf as he pounds away these chocolate-covered wafers. Frank is washing them down with a bottle of water.
Cool and confident. Yeah, Frank stays.
Frank is the strong, silent type here. Cool and confident as Rocco.
Wow, Rocco's really taking this home.
To wafer number 9. Wafer number 10 for Rocco.
25 seconds.
Okay, 25 seconds left on the clock. Can Frank power through? I think if Frank popped in 3 at a time. Now keep it on the stage. Keep it on the stage.
Come on, Frank.
Come on, Frank. We're down to the final moments. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow. 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 Wow, Rocco.
He knows.
Chocolate wafers. Frank with a respectable 8. Rocco progresses to round 2. Will somebody work
the board over there? I'm going to have one more just because I like him.
Oh, wow. He's rubbing it in people's faces now.
Round of applause for our winner, Rocco.
Good job, Rocco.
All right, let's have let's have Garrett and Matt G come up and
it's lemon time, baby.
It's lemon time.
The fucking lemon party right here.
We're ready for the lemon party.
All right. Now, here's the thing. I've seen Garrett do some great eating, but Matt's gotten pretty far in the past.
Rocco, take a seat. Why don't you talk about what was going through your mind during that first round of competition?
First of all,
how happy are you? You didn't have to eat the lemons.
Hey, that was going to fuck my day. I was willing to quit the competition.
Whoa, dude.
Because last year, the pickled mangoes, they haunted. Like I said, they were like eating fucking Payless shoe store shit. They were so gross. I thought we were going to have a repeat.
Yeah.
Oh, but pirouettes, I could eat these all day and night in my sleep, and I have. So I love them. I'm feeling great.
What did you think of your competitor, Frank? Were you nervous?
I'm going to pop it into the...
Not even a little.
Frank,
kicking a man while he's down.
God, I'm sorry,
but you know what?
This is the worst moment of his life.
He didn't have the thirst in his eyes for these pirouettes like I did. He didn't. I knew I was hungrier than him. I knew it.
Well, I'll tell you who isn't hungry. Garrett and Matt G, as they are up there with their pickled lemons. Have you guys opened the jar yet?
No, we're waiting to. Go ahead and open the jar. Open it?
Yeah, give them a whiff and just see what you're right for.
Smell it. You know, just give everybody at home a little description of what you're dealing
and
with.
And guys, people at home, we just want to give some context here. Matt G was famously in the Kutaragi's Way video. He was killed and didn't know what to do after he was killed.
He can't open his jar so far. It's going bad for Matt.
Sorry.
Oh, Rocco.
Sorry.
No.
It's all greasy up here.
Now.
Everything's got pudding on it.
Yeah, don't get this. Yeah.
Okay. You guys look like you're kind of looking forward to this now.
This smells like a... like thick lemonade.
Oh, ooh, that could be good.
So it's a little sweet.
I'm so
like if there was like a lemonade cocktail.
I'm so fucking happy. I'm not.
There is sugar in the ingredients. I think that might be the only saving grace.
No, it's gonna be delicious. I love lemons.
All right. Well, we have 2 minutes to see who can eat more. Are our scorekeepers ready? Is our timekeeper ready?
Now, do we eat with peel on? How does that work?
I guess
we don't know.
It's pickled, so it's soft.
Apparently,
right?
Everything in there is edible.
Okay.
Fuck.
We'll see how it goes.
2 minutes on the clock.
I'm so happy. Water. I'm so happy.
Ready?
I hope they suffer.
Ready? Yeah, I'm ready.
I love it.
Ready, set, go.
All right, here
go! And the crowd goes wild!
Oh, Garrett just shoved the whole thing. He shoved the whole thing.
Oh, no!
Garrett is saying,
Garrett.
No.
I'm so happy right now.
The answer is yes.
Oh, it's so spicy sour!
It's spicy sour? What the fuck?
Yeah, the other ones were spicy too, dude.
Spicy.
The mangoes last year were hot as hell.
Matt is struggling to get one down. Garrett using Kobayashi.
Garrett.
Just like
he's on two.
Our
my boy Garrett.
One champion, Rocco.
Water it down is so much better.
Garrett has pounded 2 of these. Well,
nothing would make me happier than Garrett winning this year.
Matt is struggling
year.
To just barely get one down.
Come on, Matt.
Keep
you can do one.
Cheer
you can do one.
On.
Come on, guys. Yeah. Come on, guys.
Garrett, come on.
These lemons aren't going to eat themselves.
Matt, finish it up, dude.
Garrett,
you can do
you
it.
You got this, dude. Matt.
Garrett is just pounding number four here. As Matt is struggling to keep number two down.
Oh.
Oh, fuck it.
He's out.
He's out.
Is he out? Can't do it.
You got to keep going.
No, you got to keep going. You got to stay in the race. You got to stay in the race.
There's cash prizes on the line, Matt.
Oh, Garrett. Oh, Garrett.
Oh, fuck.
Garrett is pounding number five. Matt. Matt is just barely fishing
yeah,
number two.
Yeah, take a bite, dude. You can do it. Yeah, yeah. There we go.
You can do it, Matt.
I only need to beat Matt, so I don't have to go crazy.
No, don't go crazy. Save room, bro.
Fuck.
Oh, he's doing Kobayashi. He's settling
Matt, this
down.
Is your chance to come back.
Yeah, they're saying
Matt, you got this, dude. He's gotten weak.
Garrett, you should stop.
Garrett is
of
slowing
five.
Down. How much
fuck
time
stopping.
We have?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
25 seconds left on the clock. This is your chance, Matt.
There's so many seeds.
Yeah, just wow, Garrett has done number six.
Wow,
the score
Garrett.
Is 6-1.
Dude.
This is a domination from our former champion, Garrett. Team Garrett is Water's going wild in the chat.
Dude, Matt, you really, Matt, you really let everyone down on this one.
That's it.
Garrett, good job. Bang. Good job. Good job, guys.
Matt, what the fuck happened there?
Oh, that's oh. There's so many seeds.
Really?
And like, it's the whole lemon.
Oh no! It really is. Oh, I didn't even think about it.
Can we have a dedicated scoreboard person that's not Meg?
Yeah.
Progress, Garrett. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cassidy, you'll do it. Put Garrett up there in round two, and let's get Johnny and Sean up there. Oh,
yeah,
for the next
there
round.
We go.
And let's have Garrett and Matt come over to the announce area over here. Matt, let's have you come over because we got to ask you some questions.
Yeah, like what the fuck happened there? He let everyone down. Everyone was hoping for him to pull through. I love an underdog story, and I didn't get
come
it
on,
tonight.
Come on, don't keep us waiting. Come on. Go ahead, take a seat here. Matt, what the hell just happened?
I don't know. I thought I could make it.
Get right up on a microphone here.
I don't know. I thought I could make it.
What? You only had one, and then you just gave up?
It was kind of like eating Pine Sol. The best way I can
scoot over. Let's have Garrett. What'd you think of that?
I think that was worse than the mango, and I don't know how
really?
It could possibly.
Yeah, let me check it out. Let me check it out.
Rocco should have try one.
I'm just gonna check it out.
You had how many, Matt?
I tried two.
So what the fuck is okay? I'm gonna tell you if it's better or worse than the mango last year.
It bursts like a popping boba once you bite into it.
Oh fuck! Ow! It
don't,
does.
Don't put it back in. Don't put it back in. Just finish it. Just eat it.
Yeah.
It's spicy and shit. Oh, it's like acid. It's like fucking. It's like eating the fucking alien face hugger. Ew.
It is.
How many did you eat?
I. What did I end up doing? Six.
You had six.
Okay. I can
well,
feel
go throw it.
It
in the trash. Go throw it in the garbage.
Oh, Rocco.
Garbage is right over
that
there.
That is fucking foul.
Oh wow.
Go throw it away.
You know what? Water has never tasted sweeter than after you put it in your mouth to wash one of those down. It's like. Such a bile flavor that water tastes like Kool-Aid.
Yeah, this was like bile. Seriously, it was.
He's whining, but you had six of them. He had half of one.
Well, yeah, I had to flex. I'm not going to let Big Rye.
He could do the one chip challenge.
I'm not
going
to let Ryan take me out in the finals, man. I'm here to stay.
All right. Well, good round, you guys. Matt, strong show. I know they're bad, so even getting one is.
Yeah, Matt, you really dropped the ball.
Is it between your teeth?
No, I'm
not. Let's get ready for our next round up here. We have Sean and Johnny.
I just noticed this is 100% cacao.
Yeah!
Unsweetened baking chocolate.
Oh, no.
I have a question though. I do have my swap. Could I swap opponents?
Oh!
And go against Kevin with the broccoli and get Ryan up here to go against Johnny. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could. You could.
Okay, that's what I choose to play my swap and swap out with Doc Ryan. Fuck
what?
This.
Wow, what a turn of events.
Playing cards left and right here.
What?
Sean, here, give me the card. Give me the card.
Sean.
Hey, Sean has played the opponent's swap card, not wasting any time.
Hey, let me tell you, I've seen enough of these Survivor shows to know you never get eliminated with an idol in your pocket. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm going.
Ryan was about to do broccoli. Yeah. He would have died on that
one. He would have done broccoli.
The scorekeepers could take a break on this round because there's just one bar of chocolate. This is the first person to finish this bar of chocolate wins.
Also, this is baking chocolate. This is not going to be easy to do. This
They're
going to
love it.
Ryan.
They're going
to
love
got
it.
Cacao
this
in
can
there.
We adjust the bracket over there and swap Sean and Ryan on the bracket? Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll get them swapped.
They're taking care of that board. But you guys, you don't even need to time this one, Meg. This is just a straight race to the finish. Who can eat this bar of chocolate faster? On your mark, get set, go!
All right, they're opening
Make some
up.
Noise, everybody!
Come on, Johnny!
Yeah.
Come on, Johnny!
So hard. Take him down, Johnny.
This is
Johnny.
Come on, Johnny! 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 Johnny!
100% pure dark chocolate. There is no sugar.
Johnny's got this.
There's
he can
no
do this.
Milk.
So gross.
That's 100% cacao.
100%
baking chocolate.
It tastes like plastic. You could do it.
Yeah. I love a
Johnny,
good cacao.
You could do this.
I can't even get through the first bite.
Come
no,
on, dude.
You got it.
Come on, dude.
God, we're fucked.
Is this whoever finishes the most in 2 minutes or the first to do it?
First to finish the bar.
First to do it. That's a big bar.
That's a big bar. You guys, you're saying that I threw this for Ryan. I'm fucking Ryan over right now for the rest of the competition.
Oh, no.
5D chess. I'm a genius. You'll see.
Yeah, Sean.
You'll
Johnny,
see when
you
he goes
this.
Down the next round.
Johnny, you got this.
Johnny, you can do this.
I'm sorry, Doc Ryan, but I'm rooting for Johnny here. Ryan has, you know, collected a lot of enemies here at Christmas Cast.
That's putting it mildly.
He's made some underhanded moves in competitions
I'm
past.
A good guy now.
Tomato
he's a
licking.
Good guy now.
No,
I don't think
yeah,
so.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words. There's only one good guy up there, and his name is Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny.
Hey, we got Johnny be good. I'm going for you, Johnny.
Johnny on the spot. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Real connected.
Come through.
Real good.
Let's see what progress we have. Doc Ryan is about a quarter of the way. I would say they're evenly matched.
Yeah, it's
okay. Anyone's game.
Doc
Johnny,
Ryan
come on,
does
Johnny.
Have a slight
come on,
lead
Johnny.
So far.
Anyone's game. Okay.
Come on.
Oh,
bro.
Doc Ryan is about halfway through the bar. Johnny is about a third of the way through the bar.
That hard chocolate doesn't melt in your mouth when you're drinking cold water with it.
Yeah, it's not going to melt at all.
Johnny.
Ooh, Johnny going
he's
through.
He's breaking him up. Prepping.
Johnny.
Oh, Johnny's going like Lincoln Log style.
Johnny.
He's building the cabin.
Yeah, with the
breaking
meal prep.
Breaking him up into small pieces.
Pull me out.
Pay no attention to the commentary. Just focus on eating that dark, dark 100%
ooh.
Cacao chocolate.
Oh, shit.
Doc
oh,
Ryan.
Is he getting through it?
What's he got?
He's about
Doc
half.
Doc Ryan has about
come on, Johnny.
One third of the bar
come on,
left.
Johnny. You're doing great.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh God. What I feared, the worst is happening. Ryan's getting cobblepot mouth. Oh my God. I don't like the look of it. Oh no. Oh dear God. This is the worst case scenario.
Nice.
We've reached it.
Okay.
Oh, do we have an angle, a close up on the table?
Yeah, we got a. Where's our food cam?
We do have.
Oh yeah.
Very
people
nice.
People see for themselves how much chocolate is left
there. It does look like, from that angle, it's like Ryan has more, but he has some in your hand, so
see,
maybe.
Johnny throwing things in a fit of rage.
Oh, fuck.
As you can see in the security footage, it, you know, it is, Ryan has made a significant amount of progress.
There we go.
Oh,
there
nice.
We go.
Oh,
their Kobayashi method is in full effect on this stage.
Dual Kobayashi.
All right. Oh, we got. Oh, wait.
Johnny's walking away.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's
back to stage. Here we go.
Let's go back to there. We go.
Yeah.
We can see the agony on their faces. How is it up there? Does it taste good?
It's fine.
Johnny shaking his head. No. Doc Ryan is enjoying himself.
Oh, Ryan is tip. He's just enjoying it. Oh my God. Of course.
I'm amazed that the play cards got put into action so soon
in
this game.
No one wants to get stuck with one in their pocket.
Which
so
I thought was going to happen to me. I wasn't confident going in. And
it's
I thought,
smart.
Dude.
It's smart of you to play that early because you don't want to go down with that.
I wanted to play it my way.
How close are we to finishing these chocolate bars?
I have 1.5 squares.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Johnny, push.
Johnny.
Johnny, keep pushing.
Johnny,
we counted on you.
It.
Oh, Johnny's going for
it.
Oh, my God.
Get it in.
Come on, Johnny!
Oh my God, Johnny!
Put your tummy! Put your tummy!
It's his fun. It's the trump card. He's playing it. Oh God!
Go, everybody's rooting for you.
They are, dude. Johnny, the
Johnny,
chat's
need
so
it.
Fucking
they
nuts,
need it.
Dude.
The underdog Johnny pulls ahead.
Slayer.
Come on,
oh
Johnny!
Oh my God!
Ryan with one
Johnny,
brick.
Johnny, we need this.
Oh!
Oh no!
Oh.
If he throws up, if he throws.
Choking! Oh, don't choke!
Johnny, don't look at him. Just keep eating. Let him choke.
I don't think we
let
have our
choke.
Nurse in the audience this year.
Come on, Johnny.
It's coming down to the wire.
You got it.
Doc Ryan has his last square.
Oh, no.
Never
you're
say never.
Me.
Johnny,
you
don't give up
me.
Now. You're so close.
Johnny, you're so close. Do it. Just do it. Just chew it and swallow it.
Ryan sneering at his opponent.
Dude, This chocolate is gonna get in his tummy.
Ryan faking good guy backpats and confident words of affirmation.
Are we done?
I see right through that.
Uh-oh.
If you don't earn it, it's
Doc Ryan is not even eating his chocolate.
He's trying to be a good guy and he's still an asshole.
Yeah,
classic Doc Ryan.
You can hear the tone in his voice is all wrong.
Doc Ryan is sarcastically roasting his opponent mid-competition.
Let's see. One piece left in Ryan's fingers.
The damn piece.
Yeah.
Johnny still chewing.
Such a good job.
Oh, fuck off. Okay, all right. You know what? I'm about to eliminate.
Okay, end this.
Just
fucking...
Okay. Hey, you know what? Johnny, let's get a round of applause for Johnny. Yeah! Good job, Johnny.
But an even bigger round of applause for Doc Ryan, who bested him.
Boo.
Now you got to give credit where credit is due.
No, I don't. All right,
Ryan wins that round and progresses into the...
Chocolate syrup.
All right.
Put it on
We're
a sundae.
All right, he's good.
He's subverting
please leave the
contest by clearing room.
All right, next up, we're going to have Sean and Kevin.
Sean and Kevin are about to go live.
Can we have Johnny? Where's Johnny at? Let's have Johnny on the...
Johnny! All right.
Johnny, come do a little post-game interview, please.
Well, he's got to record.
All right, we'll talk to Ryan then.
Yeah, we'll talk to Ryan. Well, let's get Ryan on here.
Ryan, are you
let us
there?
All down. I don't want to hear from him. Oh, dear God.
That hey, was... guys.
Hey,
so,
how
it didn't even, you like that chocolate, huh?
You know, it wasn't bad. It was a little bitter, but it wasn't like terrible. It was just sort of like, just do it. It was a little chalky.
Did the water help to get it down?
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, all I was doing was chomping it into little pieces and then swallowing them whole with the water.
Like a chunky chocolate milk.
Yeah. Hey, can I smell those lemons?
You want to smell a lemon?
Yeah. What is that going
to
do?
All right, well, you're smelling lemons. We're all ready to do the next round here, so... We'll talk to our competitors. I think for this one, we're going to do 2 minutes.
No.
We're not going to keep score per broccoli piece because some are larger than others.
Yeah.
We're going to see who clears more of their plate here. Okay. So they're evenly stacked. Everybody can see. That's wet. Why did I touch that? Go ahead and hold that up to the camera. Yep. Everybody can see that these plates are evenly filled with broccoli. You can open them up before we get started.
Okay, cool. I love broccoli.
Me too. So this isn't a problem. This is A-okay.
This sucks.
We're going to put 2 minutes on. Yeah, you should have swapped with somebody and made somebody who hates broccoli eat it. But
that's what I'm saying.
No ranch?
I wanted to eat the broccoli, not the 100% cacao.
These guys suck.
No one brought like a sneak bottle of ranch?
Oh, that's the last thing I want.
Justin, ready to go. Do we have 2 minutes on the clock?
I feel like I would love broccoli now.
Wait, do we have time?
I'm not even a fan of broccoli.
We're not doing score. We're just whoever can finish it first or the most.
Ready, set, go.
And they're off, Kevin and Sean. Trying to see who can eat more broccoli in 2 minutes. These guys are in hog heaven.
Dude, Kevin's in the zone. Look at him.
Oh, wow.
Glasses on. A couple of swines rolling around in the mud, having a good old time. Mm.
Sean is known for broccoli fitness, but can he pound that broccoli like he pounds the weights?
Now, Sean and Kevin are beloved all the world over. It's hard to choose a favorite. I don't even know who's rooting for who. What's the audience think? Who are we rooting for here?
Kevin!
I hear a lot of Kevin.
Who do you want to go against next round?
I think it's evenly split.
Because now that it's not you and me.
I just got to say, Sean a lot of times doesn't rise in the ranks on these shows. And I have known him longer than Kevin. Kevin is a very good friend of mine, but Sean, by the numbers, I've known longer, so I have to say fuck Kevin on this.
Wow.
Sean has got to do it.
Wow, that's a strong stance.
I
got
to say it.
We got 1 minute left, and these guys
Who do you want to go against? Because it's
going to
be you now, not me.
Just about even. I'd say Sean's
a
little
bit
ahead.
Oh, no. I'd like to go against
these
Sean.
Guys are
you like to go against Sean? That'd be fun.
Slow down. The fatigue is setting in.
It's very dry, isn't it?
Yeah, how much do you like broccoli now?
It's so hard to chew.
Their jaws are getting tired.
I thought you said you like broccoli, huh?
Raw.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is broccoli.
Oh.
Sean is selectively
Get that water in there, Kevin. You need the lubrication.
Okay.
Pro tips coming from Kevin's
30
corner.
30 seconds.
I'm pro Kevin.
Yeah, I'm pro Sean on this one because I do want to face him in the finals.
Sean is selectively choosing his pieces, picking over like he's foraging for winter.
I'm so happy I didn't have to eat this. Oh no!
Oh, wow.
Sean's gonna pop?
No.
Dry heaves?
Sean's gonna pop, dude.
All right.
I thought he could eat broccoli.
Kevin, go for the biggest piece you can find right now.
Oh, shit. Oh, Sean's barging it, dude.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Swallow it.
Swallow what's in your mouth.
They both have mouthfuls that must be swallowed.
Don't pop.
All right, swallow whatever you got, dude.
This is.
Oh, man.
I think I might need a second opinion over here.
Okay.
Somebody needs to come help me judge this.
Guys, we are going to run. We are going to get a postage scale, and we're going to get to the bottom of this.
This is an accurate.
We want the most accurate reading possible.
Okay. Let's see. They both have the same weight on a tray.
Is it on?
Did they start with the same? I'm assuming they started with the same weight.
It was zeroed before it came in.
We don't know the weight beforehand.
Well.
Well. They had to be the same.
They had to be close enough.
Okay.
It's not working. Okay. All right. 4.6 ounces.
Sean.
All right. Kevin, what you got left?
4.6 ounces left.
Yep.
Kevin now.
Hold on. Take this wrapper off. Take the wrapper off.
Yeah. Even it out.
Drop it on there.
Zero it out.
Hold on. All right.
4.1.
Oh!
Kevin!
Kevin has it. Kevin has it.
Let's recheck the 4.6.
Yep. Okay. Kevin won! That's Kevin wins!
Kevin is the winner. Wow.
Confirmed with the scale.
All right, go ahead and clean. Let's clean that table off. Get that scale out of there.
Wow.
That means moving into let's round three, we have Rocco going against Doc Ryan.
Oh, no.
And Kevin going against Garrett.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
It's been an interesting round so far. Let's have Kevin and Sean come over here for a quick interview. How was the broccoli, you guys?
It was great.
It was great.
That was really good.
I like kind of a steamed broccoli.
That was fine. But
raw's good, but it's better.
I am disappointed I didn't win. I thought I could do it.
I'm disappointed Sean didn't win.
I think we were all rooting for you, Sean.
Thank
but
you.
Kevin is a seasoned veteran, and he brought his A game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, Kevin, why don't you join your partner, Garrett, up on stage? Ryan, we'll get you up there with Rocco. We're going to do a second round of the food wheel.
Okay, while I'm up here, I don't know if you could see me. I want to take a moment as we assemble everyone and say thanks for watching everyone tonight. I want to thank our sponsor, shop.mega64.com.
Yeah.
That's us. We are our best sponsor. And I want to say, you know, something we like to do is the 64-hour special, and that's a shirt that's only available for 64 hours on our online store. Tonight, we have a shirt that people have been asking us for years and years, and for 64 hours only, it will be available tonight. That's right. Tying into a certain video we like to do every year, the Hot Moms shirt is now available at shop.mega64.com. Worn by Todd or Aaron, we don't know which. They have worn it, and now you can too. So check out shop.mega64.com for that and a whole bunch of other stuff. Thank you.
All right, let's get Rocco.
Plug is out of the way.
Rocco and Ryan, why don't you come to the front of the stage here?
Okay.
You guys are going to spin the wheel now and see what you're going to be eating in competition for the next round.
Awesome.
Go ahead and spin it.
Here we go.
I got it. Give it a heavy one.
Didn't we already do this?
Yeah, so spin it. Go to your right.
Clockwise. We already did winner. We did that. So poke it
up. Oh.
No, what does that mean? What does that mean? Derek's laughing. Why is he laughing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I'm excited.
I want to say, I don't think Doc Ryan and Rocco are going to have a problem with this.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just really excited that that these guys are going to eat.
Well, that's good. As long as it's not pickled lemons.
And let's keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this is a no silverware competition.
No silverware. Oh, these two biggest slobs in the world.
I don't use silverware.
I'm very
slobby.
Polka dot. Oh, no.
Is it heavy?
It's got some heft.
Careful.
Oh, this is heavy as hell.
Careful. Open it carefully. Don't drop it.
Just
put it top.
Oh!
Oh, it's a pie.
Okay.
Peach cobbler pie.
Ooh.
We're gonna have a good old fashioned pie eating contest.
Okay. Oh, there are two. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, there's one for each of us.
Okay.
All right. That you guys step off. And now.
This is not.
This is great. Yeah. Okay.
So. Garrett and Kevin spin the wheel here.
Do you like this
Did you already give it a spin?
No, Ryan gave it a spin.
Okay, why don't you go? I'll let you
Garrett's
have it.
Garrett's so nice.
I'm just scared. There's been so many good things. What's... that's what I got last time.
Okay, then go over to...
Polka dots?
That one's taken. Scoot it over one more time.
The fall...
Fall leaves
and cherry blossoms.
Let me tell you... This is the round of people that I want to win the whole thing. Oh, either Garrett or...
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Yes. Come on, I want to win.
You know, I'm a good guy now.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean,
okay.
I was rooting for you.
You know what, Rocco, you were, so I take it back. I just want Ryan to lose.
We're gonna open this.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
This one's going to be fun.
Oh, I'm scared.
Okay, well, it's a small... Oh! This is right up
Kevin,
our alley.
Kevin hates jalapeno shit.
Fucking hate jalapeno.
Yeah. No, Kevin's like an MRE.
Kevin can't handle spicy shit, dude.
I have the advantage.
Yeah, you do.
Jalapeno spam.
Okay. Jalapeno spam.
All right.
Kevin's fucked. You should have let me win the broccoli, loser.
All right, let's...
The chat's saying we should weigh the pies beforehand to make sure they are the same weight. Do we need to go that far into it? Because Ryan... Oh, yeah, they're good.
Let me just say, I want to get this on the record. I am not a pie person. I don't... I would rather have cake.
Dude, peach cobbler.
But this is edible. I mean, I can...
Yeah, dude.
Right? So I'm not as familiar with the pie territory, but I'm going to do my best.
Go ahead and open those pies up.
Oh, are we starting?
Open them up. Not yet. I think we should weigh it because... I know that Ryan is a real stickler for losing.
Yeah,
and
I'm
loses,
a good guy, and I just want to make sure we all follow the
my
rules.
My opinion is whoever clears the tin first.
I don't know.
I already did eat an entire bar of chocolate. Now you're going to make
just
me eat
time
a whole
us.
Pie?
No, yeah. You have to clear the tin.
Oh.
Just time us.
No, you have to clear the tin.
Okay, got
to
go.
Do they have to eat their entire jar of Spam?
Yes.
Okay.
I could do that.
I don't know. I mean, this is going to take a long...
I've got
this
room.
It's going to take a while.
I've got room for 12 ounces of...
Maybe we'll send you guys off to the side when and we'll have them eat while you're eating.
Why don't we just... Let's just time it.
Yeah, let's just
do like a 2-minute timer.
You guys both seem a little nervous. Makes me think we should not time it.
Yeah, you're the host, Eric.
Yeah,
I think they should clear the tin. Hold on. We'll go to the audience.
I don't think it's...
Who out here, by show of hands, thinks we should just time it? And who thinks they should just eat the whole pie?
Oh,
not
that's
split.
A
split. You now a little heavier towards Obama.
Now do you feel bad for telling me you got to play all of Resident Evil 6, Rocco?
All right. Well, we'll compromise. We'll give them a 6-minute timer.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, put 6 minutes on the clock.
But let's weigh it first, then. I'll forget. I don't care.
We'll weigh it after. They're consistent.
Everybody in the chat is saying you should clear the tins.
Come on, Rocco.
Really? The chat's saying that?
The chat's saying it.
100%.
I'm the people's champion. I say we do it.
All right, Ryan, that's it. We're going clear tin then.
Okay, Rocco, my friend, you can do this.
Doubt has
and then you can throw
in.
Up afterwards.
First person to clear that tin wins this round.
I'm a good guy now.
And yeah, okay, good guy, Ryan. Don't get that pie everywhere because I have to clean that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love you.
The chat is...
They're saying, Ryan.
People are actually cheering for you now.
Yay! People's champion.
All right. On your mark, get set, go.
Rocco, take your glass
Make
off.
Make some noise for Ryan and Rocco.
Come on, go, Rocco.
Time into this pie-eating contest.
There's going to be so much pie filling on that Santa suit.
He got it. It's so good.
These guys are loving life right now.
Yeah, this is great.
Keep it going.
Come on.
Keep cheering for these guys.
Come on,
make some noise,
guys. Come on, guys.
Make some noise.
Brian, can we get a real quick shot of that overhead? There we go. Oh, look at that. Okay, this is going to be tough.
These guys are doing pretty good here. Ryan has already cleared out most of the center of his pie.
He went center first.
Yeah, which is dangerous because there's a lot of the crust on the outside that gets you thirsty. Yeah.
Rocco is breaking the pie and folding it in on itself.
Yeah, switch. Let's go back to the main cam. There we go. Oh, that's me.
Rocco is eating from the outside in. Ryan is eating from the inside out.
You got it. You can
two
use
separate approaches.
Bundle the whole thing up and just shove it on in there, Rocco.
Yeah. Make like a mash out of it.
They are destroying these pies. Doing pretty good.
They were worried they couldn't clear the tin.
They're going to clear these tins.
People sitting here watching for half a time.
This is going to take a while.
No. I don't think so. Come on, Rocco.
You're almost done, yeah. Keep it going. Let's go.
Let's
gonna be like that scene in Stand
I'm
By
I'm
Me.
Starting to see some tin on Rocco's plate. Not seeing any tin on Ryan's plate. He's just going.
Come on, Rocco. Come Ryan's on, Rocco.
Ryan's just going
come
pure
on, Rocco.
Filling.
Come on, Rocco.
Pure filling.
Come on, Ryan. I'm leaving the bottom for the last.
Okay, bold move. Bold move. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Leaving the crust for
you
last.
You know what they say about pie eating.
Sean, how many times have you won?
I thought he was a face, but quite.
You guys, he's a good guy now.
Quite the heel comment.
Going against everyone's favorite person, me.
Ryan has a long history of talking smack while he's competing.
He's a good guy now.
It slips out every once in a while.
Yeah.
He's under the pie influence.
I would say people in the chat are kind of waning on their support of Ryan now.
I'm sorry, Sean.
I'm seeing
that was my old bad boy influence. And
yeah,
I apologize.
It's okay.
I should have said that. I apologize.
That's all right.
Rocco, the chat is leaning towards a little heavier towards Rocco right now.
This is fucking disgusting.
No, peach cobbler,
this is so
dude.
Nasty.
I'm seeing thoughts and prayers for the both of you.
When you eat this much peach anything, it just starts to taste like alien shit.
Oh, I could eat a peach for hours.
Me too. I've done it.
I mean, I think he got the good one, honestly.
Yeah. Kevin's going to have to eat jalapeno spam in a second.
Yeah. I am so looking forward to this next round with the jalapeno
spam. I don't think
I've
ever had spam before.
This is so up my alley. I would typically have something like this in my cupboards at home.
Mm.
Wow, then you lucked out.
Yeah, you do eat the jalapeno.
Wait, these guys
here.
Are conspiring up here. What are you guys mumbling about up there? These guys are like teaming up.
Should have spun for a different prize.
Just give up. It's fine. So you quit? Hey, as your doctor, I don't think you should.
As his doctor?
Come on. Don't seek medical advice.
It's time to get a second opinion.
Both seeming to tap out.
These guys are getting sleepy from all the sugar. It looks like they're having a sugar crash.
Man, I don't know what the final round is, but it's going to be hard for either of these two.
It will be, indeed. All right. Well, since this is taking forever, let's put 4 minutes on the clock.
Okay, 4 minutes on.
Okay, no.
Meg, is it going?
It's going.
All right, 4 minutes on the clock.
Thank you, Meg.
Yeah!
Oh, and now.
Oh, Ryan's really going for it.
Ryan has a second win now.
Come on, Rocco, you can do this. Come on, Rocco.
Kobayashi Rocco.
Come on, Rocco.
He's going up against.
There we go. There's my guy, Rocco.
The people
there
champion,
we go.
Ryan.
No.
Ryan's
we do have buckets below you if you so choose to. Yep.
Oh, if he pukes, that's a DQ.
It's below, yeah, but that is a DQ.
No.
If he pukes, that's a DQ.
You have to on, weigh Rocco. The puke.
Keep it in.
He has to hold it in for at least 3.5 more minutes.
Come on.
Then he can puke all he wants.
This playing with your food method of Ryan making like balls out of the pie.
How much time do we have left?
We
3 minutes.
3 minutes
and 14 seconds.
Rocco. Oh, no, get the,
That's not puke. That's he's just puke. Coughing up.
You gotta re-eat. I'll get back in.
Yeah, he'll get back in. He'll get back in. Come on, Rocco.
Ew.
It's not puke if there's no bile and stomach fluid.
Yeah, you have to swallow it first.
Water.
Yeah.
Yeah, water, that's a good idea.
Water's the key.
Oh, this is scary.
Yeah, use
thanks.
The food lube.
Yeah, thanks for the food lube.
How are we doing on this?
Don't make me laugh.
I'm seeing pie tin on Ryan and Rocco as well.
Oh, man.
Our contestants using humor to throw each other off.
Now, I legitimately think that Ryan and Rocco are good. Whoever wins is fucked for the next round. They have so much in their stomach from this pie. I think that Garrett and Kevin, I'm just going to say probably Garrett, no offense to Kevin, but he doesn't like spicy stuff.
He
heard me. Sorry,
two,
I'm still mad with the broccoli.
2 minutes and 20 seconds left.
Yeah. Oh, God, they were getting close.
That
get
was
the
a burp.
Please get the bucket.
That was
please
a burp.
Get the bucket.
Oh, back in the tin. Oh, back in his tin.
That was a burp. Ryan continues to eat as Rocco.
Rocco doesn't want to get disqualified by using
the
bucket.
I gotta get it back in.
Yeah, get it back
in.
Yeah, Rocco!
I think there's a piece on the floor you gotta get too.
Get it back in.
Yucca pucca on that.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
I gotta get it back.
Is there juice in there?
Yeah, dude.
You gotta go back.
He got it back in. That means we're good to go.
Rocco is still on the level. We have about a minute 30 left, 90 seconds, coming down to the wire here.
Brian, can we get an overhead cam real quick?
Huh?
Okay,
Doc
not
Ryan
you.
Is about to
oh,
clear
shit.
This
that,
tin.
That looks pretty.
I think Doc Ryan could clear this tin in the
wow,
next
dude.
Minute.
No.
It,
Wow. If Ryan can finish that tin, that's fucking
Ryan
crazy.
Does look like he has a lead on Rocco, but he's also not eating, and he's watching Rocco's tin. So he's just keeping pace right now. He's
very
pacing
odd.
Rocco.
All
right,
let's get back.
He's it's just odd trying to keep ahead
from
of it.
Doc Ryan.
I think I'm good.
One minute left.
I'm fine, but I think I've won.
No, fuck
one
off.
Minute left. There's another minute, so Rocco could...
Oh, I thought we were done. Sorry.
Get
those peaches in.
Rocco's about to tap out.
Come on.
Jesus
Come
didn't
on, Rocco.
Tap, and neither does Rocco.
Rocco, my friend Rocco. Rocco, I'm so proud of you right now.
You got
I know
this.
You don't want to, but you're doing it.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, did I hear
peach?
Barf?
That wet peach hits the back of your
No, God, dear Lord.
The baby's crying.
Holy shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, man. Dude, okay.
30 seconds.
Ryan, you can do this.
Yeah, Ryan, you should finish it. I would enjoy that.
It's coming down to the wire.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to roll the dice. I think I'm good.
No, you still have 15 seconds, so this is where Rocco
Ryan,
can make
the
final the
10.
Sprint.
Finish the 10.
If it's, final, in, my, if it's in my mouth.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's
okay,
it.
All right.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
And
okay.
our winner is Rocco. just kidding. It's
no,
Ryan.
We're just fucking with you, Ryan.
Just kidding. It's Ryan.
Oh, man. Rocco,
it's like,
hey.
Yeah, it's like too much sugar at once and shit.
You did your job. You gave it a good shot.
Ladies and gentlemen, give a big round of applause for our winner, Doc Ryan.
Ryan.
Oh! In the bucket!
Use the bucket!
What bucket?
In the bucket!
All right, Kevin.
Bro.
Kevin volunteered that side.
Behind you.
God.
Behind you. Behind you. Behind you.
Step that way.
Behind you.
Oh shit! Right. Oh shit!
No! Why does he always purge?
He's got to clear it out between rounds.
He's making room.
Yeah.
That's a technique I don't employ.
Yeah,
I feel like
it's controversial. We talked about eliminating it, but you know,
Ryan's like a kangaroo. He keeps the baby inside.
Yeah,
I feel like that's using cheat codes.
I hate this so.
Okay, I'm gonna start.
Can we get you guys off stage?
This is so bad.
Okay,
can we clear the stage, please?
Oh my God. We're trying to clear the stage, but
it's on the side of your mouth.
Johnny's running away.
We're trying to run a show here, Ryan.
I'm sorry.
Let's can you guys take your pies and clear the stage?
Do that in private.
That was so
go ahead
fun.
And,
go wash my hands.
Go ahead. Can we have somebody throw these pies into the garbage here?
Johnny, you got it.
Rocco has brought a bucket back from the stage with him.
You got it to go. Leftovers.
Do you
yeah,
feel
I had too much at once.
I got it.
Oh, that was disgusting. That was so gross.
Is it too much sweet? Or too dry of a crust?
All of the above. It was just making me gag.
Look at Sean on stage. Look at Sean. We have our hazmat suit, Sean.
Sean's going to clean up for us.
Be prepared for, you don't know what life's going to throw at right you.
Put that red placemat back on there.
Okay.
Kevin.
That's gone.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
Let's get Kevin and... Yeah. Garrett up on stage for our next round.
This is bullshit.
Where is Doc Ryan?
He's coming.
Where is Doc Ryan?
I was washing my hands.
Let's get you over here for a quick victory interview.
This is totally bullshit.
Rocco's sitting here as if he was the victor, but
yeah, I was.
He lost.
I should have been.
That was harder than I thought it would be. My stomach.
Yeah, that
talk
that,
right
that
into the
sucked.
Microphone.
My stomach's starting to drop a little bit. That was a little bit harder. That was a good challenge. Man, I don't know if I could have eaten the whole thing without throwing up, but I got. As close
yeah,
as
that
I could.
Was like hurting me.
I thought it
still has
with
like a peach goo on his fingers.
Yeah. Well, I don't. What am I supposed to do about that?
That's why I went with the fruit first because you went with the pie crust first, and the pie crust.
Yeah. The pie crust
it'll
just
it'll
like
drop
ended
in your
me.
Stomach. So I finish all the fruit
because
that's also where all the weight is.
I believe Rocco is preparing to barf on camera into the microphone. So I just gotta warn everybody
much.
Else.
I'll take one.
I don't encourage that, but I see the gears turning in his mind. Thank That's you. What he's planning on doing. You know what? Good effort to both of you guys. It was a tough competition. Congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you.
You've made it to the final round. Rocco, here, let me move the mic for you.
You okay?
Yeah. Fuck.
Just
shove a couple fingers down there. You'll
maybe
get
if you
want to
get out of the announce area.
No, you're good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Maybe you just want to step off over there.
No way, I can't.
I'm going to walk on stage then. We'll get this next part
Meg,
started.
Can I have a bucket?
Okay, so Kevin and Garrett eating jalapeno spam. Go ahead and open those up, you guys.
Open it now.
Just like the pies, this is going to be a competition to see who can clear the tin.
It's like one brick.
Yeah, let those spam comes.
I forgot.
Are you ready?
Oh, fuck, I guess.
On your mark.
We just got a first to finish?
First to finish.
First to finish. Fuck.
Get set. That smells awful. Go!
Come on, Kevin! Kevin!
Yeah!
Okay, oh my god. Kevin's really going for this.
Kevin
hates jalapenos. He doesn't give a fuck.
Kevin has just discovered his love of spicy food. Kevin.
Oh, it's hitting him.
Kevin the dancer. Magic Kevin versus Kobayashi Garrett.
This is grosser than I thought
it'd be. It smells like cat food in here.
It does smell like cat food.
I love spam. I wish I would have got this one. This rules.
How spicy is it?
Is it spicy?
No.
Is it spicy?
No. Kevin says maybe.
It smells like hot dogs. I'm smelling hot dogs.
I can't smell.
Again, whoever wins this is going to the final round against
Doc Ryan.
Oh.
Is it going to be a repeat of Garrett versus Ryan?
Oh,
or
my God.
For the first time ever, are we going to have Kevin?
That would be crazy.
In the finale.
Oh.
Kevin versus Doc Ryan for the Christmas Cast Championship. We're going to find out.
Oh, God. Oh, God, Ryan.
Oh, he's going to make me bomb.
It smells so bad up here.
Yeah, it doesn't smell good.
It smells like cat food.
Johnny, maybe you want to, keep an eye on him.
Meg says it smells like cat food on stage. Doc Ryan and Rocco
it smells terrible.
They've commandeered the announce section.
Guys,
hey, can you guys barf out of the announce section?
No, absolutely not. We got to stay here.
Garrett, no. Garrett may barf.
These guys are totally disgusting, and I regret having to be on stage with them.
Oh, God. Oh,
you gotta
fuck.
Get a pie out.
No matter where I go.
There's nothing to... Fuck.
Why are
come on, Garrett. Now's a good bite.
Oh, Garrett, you got this.
Garrett has about 20% of the spam brick left.
Wow, this is close.
Kevin smells like fucking cat food.
Kevin has about 40% left.
I'm going to be proud to go against any of these guys in the final round, so I just hope.
Kevin, I'm legitimately proud of you. Good job. I thought you could do it with the jalapeno, but you're powering through it. Yeah.
You know, this is the third year I've made it to the finals now.
Wow.
Garrett has about 10 to 15% of that brick left.
Good progress.
Kevin still has about 35%. Garrett has finished the brick.
Can he finish the brick?
We're going to call it there.
Wait.
Come on.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the
round. Garrett.
Good job, Garrett.
Okay.
All right. Now, you guys barfing, you have to step off so I can interview them.
Okay.
Now, make room for the other competitors.
No, I'm not barfing.
He's not barfing.
Regardless.
He's not barfing.
Can we get somebody else to clean up?
I got it.
Hold on. Before we move on, I just want to say I was robbed. There was unclear rules on whether it was going to be the whole pie or was it timed or whatever. I would like a little clarity next time because the champion was robbed.
Oh.
I just want to say I was unjustly taken from
me. Oh, my God.
So whatever happens next doesn't really matter because the champion is still the champ.
I was going for Rocco, but that was a classic heel move that he just pulled.
Just to clear up something.
Is that what I sound like?
That is what you sound like.
But more condescending.
Just to be clear to anybody at home that thinks that Rocco may have been robbed, he was losing the whole time.
Yeah.
He was never in the lead in front of Ryan, regardless of whether they were clearing the tin or being timed. He was always number two.
I think we have more pies. Should we just have him do it again? And that way he can... I'm just fucking. We don't have.
You know
pies.
What?
I wish we did.
We do have another food item that wasn't selected. If they want to have a rematch.
No, Ryan wouldn't have that. I don't want to hear the fit that we'd get if that happened.
Let's have Garrett and Kevin come over here for a quick interview.
Yeah. he's gone. I do love rigging it so Ryan loses. That's so fucking funny. He's in the bathroom right now.
How was that for you guys?
That was
not as spicy as I thought.
Yeah. It had a light
flavor. It has some
flavor.
Jalapeno in it, but I hate jalapeno flavor.
But man,
it wasn't
love
that bad.
The spice was perfect, almost unnoticeable for me. But the fleshy ham brick was a little much. Yeah. Like once you're halfway done, you're like, all right, I've hit the limit.
I felt like that was less salty than normal spam.
Now we do have our finale is coming up, but we do have some uneaten food items.
Really?
If Kevin and Rocco want to have a loser's bracket to see who comes in third place, we can have an honorary loser's bracket competition now. But that's up to you guys.
Rocco, let's do it.
Rocco's in. Okay.
I'm in too.
Okay.
Sports.
Tis the season. Tis the season.
I want to prove to everyone that I'm still the eating champion.
Okay.
And there's still never been anyone better.
That's
nice. And I'm not
going to
get fucked this time by silly games of timing.
Okay.
So I got this. Well, what is it? Show it.
I mean,
here we go.
Go ahead and spin the wheel.
All right.
Now.
I'm gonna spin it now. Ready?
Is that okay with you, Kevin?
Yeah.
Go ahead and spin it.
You know, people are calling this a loser's bracket. You are my friends. I'm not going to call it that.
No, it's calling what it is. It's a loser's bracket.
Okay.
Let's spice this up. What should the winner get? Winner should get something. All right.
A hand job from Ryan.
All right, go ahead. Spin it again. That was a warm-up spin.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Most of these have been chosen. Ooh.
Okay, this one. What? Like, whoever wins gets lunch from the other guy, right? What should it be?
Yeah, that seems fair.
Okay.
I guess.
I hope you like Costco food court.
No, extra. How about extra? An extra Christmas present.
Okay.
Yeah,
that sounds good to me. Sure.
All right.
They get to take all the tangas home.
Somebody already did.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I already took the. I already used it.
Okay.
I think Rocco's going to be happy with this one.
Oh shit! Oh, yeah!
Oh,
I love this shit!
All right.
Oh, go ahead and open them up. Do we have a bottle opener anywhere?
I think, do these work without that?
No, but it's on our fridge.
You can drink more of these bottles in 3 minutes.
Cool.
Meg, do we have our timer set to 3 minutes?
Oh, shit.
Fuck! It's going to happen again.
Who shook him up?
Mine's not off.
I know.
Okay.
Why is this so
tough?
Just turn it. Try the other side.
Yeah. There we go.
And then here's the other side of that.
There you go.
All right. 3 minutes is on the clock. On your mark, get set, go. This is the loser's bracket. Make some noise, Rocco and Kevin. Now, I think a lot of people on the chat are saying they want Kevin to win.
No. You don't want that.
Just because, you know, Rocco was talking a lot of trash and Kevin was being the strong, silent type. But we will see. It looks like Kevin is nearing the halfway point in the bottle. Rocco might be done, actually.
I got a lot of foam, that's all. Refreshing. Oh, shit.
Rocco is bottoms up.
Oh, it smells like ham.
Rocco, I'm sorry.
Rocco's done. Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, Rocco drank an entire bottle of Martinelli's in under 1 minute.
Holy shit.
Wow. That's got to be a new record, 58 seconds.
Well, Kevin, you owe me a fat birthday gift. How about that? My birthday and Christmas are the same week, the birth of Christ and the other king.
Most Christ-like.
The most Christ-like Rocco Bodie, third place in this year's Christmas cast.
All right, well.
You see, when the rules are clearly defined, how well I do. Thank you. Thank you. I was robbed.
Let's get ready for the final round.
I wanted a little bit more time to recover because that spam is sitting high.
Shit. Are we right in the final?
High in the left, but I think it's time for Ryan and I to go on
stage.
We
have one more uneaten food, so should we make Rocco and Kevin? I'm just kidding. They did. That was impressive. Why don't you guys sit down and talk about the Martinelli's challenge. How was that? Rocco, it seemed a lot easier for you than Kevin.
That was like a refreshing drink after a long walk through the desert. Let me tell you, I feel amazing. I'm very full.
Kevin, how was it for you?
It was good. I like, I love Martinelli's apple cider. It's delicious. So, but I just can't, it was too fizzy. I was filling up with gas.
Well, Rocco made space by barfing.
Yeah, you're right.
He still had all that spam left.
I had a block of spam in my gullet, so.
All right, let's go back to the main stage. It is time for the main event. Now entering a former champion, clad in his Christmas gear and ready to eat like a motherfucker. Here he is. I don't know which one's coming out.
Well, former champion is me, so.
That would be Doc Ryan, the good guy, supposedly.
I'm the good guy.
His opponent, another former champion, a long-standing competitive eater. These two have faced off many times before. He's wearing his traditional Long John underwear. The man, the myth, the legend, Garrett Hunter. Now, for this finale, we have two packages. You guys must come to a consensus between the two of you to choose which package you want to open.
Oh, shit.
I will bring the packages over.
Okay.
Can we touch them
in
my
clear these?
Yeah.
After you have chosen what you want to open, the first sweet thing we will do is we will open the one you didn't choose.
Okay.
One of these is definitely better than the other.
Okay.
Can
we touch them?
They look the same.
Okay. They don't touch them too much.
They look the same as in the wrappings that they were sold in. Like the packaging looks the same.
Yeah, there's not much difference with weight.
It's up to you. I will say, because I'm the good guy. So
okay.
But purple's my favorite color.
I'm not buying into this whole Ryan the face thing.
What? I've been a good guy this whole time.
You have been, and maybe I've been looking at you wrong. I will.
So we're gonna.
I'll share the spotlight.
We're gonna go with purple.
Sure, let's go with purple.
So I've been a good guy.
What? Oh!
Guess what? I was a bad guy the whole time!
Low blow! That was a low blow!
What the fuck happened?
Wait, don't open that.
Purple seems to be the one.
So let's see what you guys almost ate. Why don't you open this one?
Okay, you do the honors. Okay.
You're not going to be eating this.
You fucking heal you.
Oh
fuck!
I'm glad we went with. Are you glad we went with
what
purple?
What is that?
Those are chicken feet.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Derek, that's inhumane.
Oh no, Derek.
Derek, what? Well, no, but it's okay. We're not eating them. We're not eating them.
You're not
what
eating.
What the fuck is in that?
You're not eating.
It's a good one. He said it was a good one. You open it.
Go ahead and open. Wait.
Look at those chicken feet.
Hold on, I gotta show the people at home.
Oh no.
All right, go ahead and open up the one you are eating.
Open it up.
Okay, all right. It's fucking.
It's also chicken feet with
no. Oh, wait.
What is it?
Fuck, I don't know. It's better than chicken feet, though.
That's right! Duck tongue!
Oh!
Duck
tongue!
Oh my god! What
it looks
the
like
fuck?
Chocolate pudding! Oh, that's a bill!
Ducks?
That's a whole duck bill!
Oh, dear god! What the fuck?
Oh, I don't want to eat any of it.
Oh,
just
no!
Just give up right
now. That's what you would like.
No. Yes, it is.
It is the bottom half, severed half of a duck bill with the tongue in there.
Oh, no!
Now, I did look up on the internet. These are edible.
Okay.
And you just eat the whole thing.
Hey, I'm going to just say it here. I did win. I definitely won.
You crunch the bill down?
No. That's,
yeah.
No, you can't eat the bill.
Yeah, you eat the bill.
It looks roasted
they
and
have
soft.
Hollow bones. That's gonna.
I read on the internet it is similar to eating a really weird potato chip.
Yeah, it's the
somebody
same thing.
Somebody look that up because.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, it's
all.
Good.
Eat the bill.
What?
Really? Okay. I trust the internet.
What is this? What is this? This is fucked up, dude.
What kind of food is
can
this?
Can we open it up first so we don't have a problem with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, go ahead, open it up. Oh, hold them up to the. So the audience at home can see them.
Oh, that smells good.
Oh, no, it smells like my dog's food.
No, it smells like... smells like...
The tongue comes away from the bill like a...
Oh!
Like a
oh my god, it
are
does!
You sure you can
hold
eat the,
on, hold on. I want to show this to everybody
wait,
over here.
Wait, are you sure you can eat the bone?
This is so fucking... It's hard,
what
man.
The that's really hard.
That, dude.
Duck bill.
Oh.
There's kinds of duck bills. There's kinds where the whole thing is fried, and there's kinds where you're supposed to take the tongue
tongue.
Dude, you cannot eat that.
This is not fried. This is like...
Hey, look, look.
They're supposed to be
you
brittle.
You can't eat this.
If they're edible, they're like brittle. Don't kill these people.
Okay.
The tongues are gross enough.
I can eat the tongue, but the bone, I think, actually is dangerous.
Yeah, well, I think
then they're
should...
like wings.
That's an entire
Yeah, it's like a wing.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, like okay.
Is that safe if we eat it like chicken wings?
Okay, if everybody wants to just have them eat the tongues.
Okay.
I think that's good enough.
You can't digest the bone, the bill.
Oh my god.
I...
Then pull or cut it out. That's one type of duckbill where you are supposed to take it out.
This I read the duckbills were edible.
That's a different type of duckbill.
There's only one type of duck. Duck is a duck.
Joke's on.
Are you okay?
I'm gonna die.
I'll eat this tongue all day.
All right.
Yeah, eat it like chicken wings, dude.
Like, if I try, listen. Like, you can't
chew through that.
All right,
we'll just do the tongue.
Yeah, eat it like a chicken wing.
Can we have our scorekeepers back up here? On stage?
Oh.
Sorry, guys.
No, hey. Oh.
This
safety
I mean,
first.
I hope that the people think
it's, everything's wet, but it's
tongues
just water.
Are good enough.
Sorry. I spilled water. Yeah. I'm not going to need it, but
oh,
I have
no.
a bucket.
Okay. Do we have the same amount?
Okay.
Let's put 10 minutes on the timer.
Wait,
okay.
What?
Okay.
No, no,
okay.
Two!
No. This is the finals, dude. No.
No, he said 10 minutes? That's...
All right, 6 minutes.
6 minutes. 6 minutes.
Meat.
Okay.
I can always eat meat.
6 minutes on the timer. We're eating duck tongue. On your mark, get set, go.
Fuck.
Make some noise. This is the final round.
Oh, my
There's
God.
Bones inside. There's bones inside.
This is fucking terrible.
Talk Ryan
dude, what the
versus
fuck?
Garrett.
What the fuck, dude?
What are they even eating?
Come on. I don't know. There's tongues inside.
There are edible bones inside.
Yeah, it's like cartilage and fucking sinews.
Well, hey, you know. It's
I don't
like
know.
A,
I don't understand.
Real right now?
Yeah.
This tastes good.
No.
What
no,
the fuck is wrong with him?
What the fuck?
Seriously, that guy's fucked up.
This tastes like turkey. I love it.
Oh my God.
Fuck?
He's like.
Ryan's into it.
He's in duck heaven over here.
Oh, dude, Ryan is just going to town on those
I'm
duck
still
mouths.
Still on the first one, yeah.
I don't know what you're supposed to do, Garrett. I can't do this.
Then give up.
Oh.
Let's go, Garrett.
Garrett,
the chat is rooting for
it's
you.
It's like cartilage.
Doc Ryan seems to have figured it out.
Yeah, Ryan seems to be doing just fine.
What?
How do you eat it?
I'm pulling them apart like it's a chicken wing. There's a bone in the middle you have to take out.
Yeah.
It's literally just like a flat. Like a flat chicken wing? You know what I meant.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
I fucking hate this.
Oh, Garrett.
Really?
Come
like,
on, Garrett.
I thought you'd be all over this. You like weird shit.
Come on, Garrett.
No, it smells just like my dog foods.
Oh. Well, if you
like
eat dog food, just
wings,
imagine
dude.
It's that.
What do you feed your dog?
Duck.
Oh, okay.
We got it. Come on, Garrett.
This that's is one.
We do have...
What am I at?
How many?
Three, okay.
3-1? Fuck
Come on,
me.
Garrett, dude. You can do this.
Oh.
Quack.
Come on, cheer these guys on. Come this on. Is the final round.
It's so slippery.
Woo! Doc Ryan
Garrett,
versus
come on, you
Garrett
can do it.
Eating duck tongue.
Oh. How do you get the bone out the middle?
You have to, like, suck it out.
Yeah, suck it.
Suck
that
out.
Bone, dude.
Garrett, everyone in the chat is rooting for you. They want you to beat Ryan.
I know they do, and
They're
I want you so badly.
Ryan, the human garbage disposal. I don't know what that means.
This is like...
Oh my Lord.
It's so greasy.
What have I ever done for people to be... Oh, yeah, I did just hit you in the balls.
Yeah, you're a heel again.
I'm a bad guy. Yeah, I forgot I'm a bad guy again.
Shut up. God,
God damn it, Ryan.
Was Doc Ryan working on number four?
I don't want him to win that trophy.
Gary, are you still working on number two?
Two.
Let's go. Let's
but I don't know. I'm cleaning these bones.
Yeah.
All right.
3 minutes and 30 seconds
Garrett
left on
could
the
come
counter.
Back. Garrett could come back. Oh,
it's so chewy.
Let's go, Garrett. I only have five left.
Come on.
Oh, fuck that.
Just pretend it's a turkey wing.
Yeah, you guys, pretend it's Thanksgiving with the family.
It's jerky. It's
yeah,
jerky.
Ooh, look,
it's
they have,
jerky.
They have
Don't, the, ooh, quit playing with it. Fuck.
I don't know why about looks like anatomy. Why do they have a bone in their tongue?
Garrett looks like he's struggling a little bit. Doc Ryan weirdly enjoys everything that he's eating tonight.
You should try one of these. They're actually really good.
It's not really good.
It looks fucking Well, I was a foul, but that
crowd is stunned
that wasn't
in silence.
Intentional.
Suck that duck, dude. Come on.
Suck the
I can't get the bones.
Dude, I'm so glad we got this over chicken feet. Holy shit.
Yeah, these chicken feet, I'm looking over here. That looks fucked
that
up.
That looks like a science nightmare. That,
I mean, I can't even believe what I'm looking at.
I mean, he liked the duck tongue. He probably loved the chicken foot.
Yeah, well, you know what? Like, that's the prize.
I like the band.
Where am I at? Oh, shit.
The score is 3-5. Garrett, if he gets two in there, can catch up to Doc Ryan. Just we have 2 minutes and 22 seconds
Garrett,
left on the timer.
No, don't do that. You will choke on that bone.
Yeah, you got to get all the bones out. It's
the hardest part
hard.
Is not the taste. It's getting all the little bones out.
I'm kind of over the taste, but the bones, yeah.
You got to solve a little brain teaser before you eat it.
Yeah, like a puffer fish. Don't die.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Turning into a duck.
How are you? Who the fuck eats duck?
Bill, I don't know.
Yeah. Who's eating those?
Who's the have
those
for this?
I never order duck. Like when I get Thai food.
Oh, do you like duck?
I no.
Yeah,
Doc Ryan loves everything.
It's like a fatty.
It's greasy.
Yeah,
it is a little bit greasy. You have to cook it like differently.
The chat is has renamed Doc Ryan Duck Ryan.
Wait, what'd you say?
The chat has renamed you Duck Ryan.
Hell yeah!
Fuck this! I gotta win.
Yeah, I'm with you, Garrett.
We have 90 seconds left.
Garrett.
90 seconds left on the clock.
90 seconds.
Ooh, I got a bone. Ew.
Doc Ryan is popping a boner over all this duck.
Don't say that. That's gross.
Garrett is making weird belches from the bottom of his gut.
So fucking stringy.
A weird Joker laugh from Ryan.
I'm the Joker, baby.
Oh,
fuck.
Yeah. 1 minute left on the clock.
1 minute?
1 minute left.
Come on, Garrett. Come on, Garrett. Garrett. My guy, Garrett. He can do it. He can do it. He can do it. What's the count right now? 7-5.
Why do they have a bone in there?
Garrett, go for it. You're close. Garrett,
yeah, but you can't just shove it in your mouth. That's the hardest thing about this.
He's down by two.
Last one.
No, you fucker.
Ryan's going to clear
the
box.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Oh. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
Oh, drop the ball.
Fuck me. I want that trophy.
20 seconds left on the clock.
Garrett, you got 20 seconds. Do barge it.
Oh shit, I want to finish.
Fuck.
Oh man, this is coming down the wire. If Doc Ryan clears the box, that's it, man.
Oh my God.
Doc Ryan ate them all.
What an ending shot.
He wins by default because there's nothing left to eat.
Yes.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner
are you kidding me?
Of the Christmas Cast 2019, the People's Champion, Doc Ryan.
God damn it.
Did someone award the Doc?
Wow.
I want to thank everyone that stood by me and everyone that doubted me. Go fuck yourself.
Oh.
I'm the champion!
A real lackluster applause from our audience.
Boo!
I don't think anybody's happy.
Don Boomy, I fucking dare you.
Boo!
God damn it. This just shows you evil always
Ryan,
wins.
Here it is.
There is
your
no good
award.
Luck in this world.
That's all for you, buddy.
And Christmas fucking sucks.
Well, Doc Ryan has won the Christmas challenge, and that concludes Christmas Cast 2019.
Whoa, what?
If you're really the Christmas champion, prove it.
Okay.
Again, I'm going to point out I was robbed. Okay. Yeah. Now I'm not all sore about it. Okay. But fair is fair. All right. Yeah. I want to make sure the rules are followed.
Go for it.
Okay. Nope. Get the fucking chicken feet out here.
Yeah. Let's
and
go.
I challenge you. Holy. I challenge you.
Oh fuck, dude.
Oh, he says he doesn't really want to do it.
He doesn't want
to
do it.
Okay, well, then the champion proves himself.
No, this is mine.
No, you know what? I think Rocco could be right.
He could walk away with the trophy.
You could.
And sleep a happy man.
But
I, the returning champion, I challenge him. We're not even playing the game anymore. I challenge him as a man.
This is beyond anything I've ever seen before.
This is like Rocky V when he fights the guy in the street instead of the ring.
Have you eaten chicken feet before?
No.
Fuck it, let's do it.
All right.
All right, we're doing it! Trophy's on the line!
I was robbed!
Trophy's on the line!
I was robbed!
I was robbed!
And I will prove myself!
This is fucking unfair, dude. Rocco, I'm proud of you.
Duck wing or tongue.
Well, I drank a bunch of apple cider.
I cannot open this because of my fucking fingers.
Oh, here.
Yeah, I'm all slimy.
Did this get ripped open already?
It did. I just don't have it. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's not bad.
Hold on.
That shit was so foul.
Rocco won the losers bracket.
Yeah.
But if he beats Ryan now,
well,
that would make them even.
Oh.
That would give them one loss each in this competition.
Yeah.
If Rocco really wants to win the championship as the winner of the losers bracket, I think he has to beat Doc Ryan two times.
Okay.
We have the chicken feet. We also have one unwrapped food item here.
Oh, okay.
If you guys want to extend this challenge,
I got this.
Rocco, here's what it is.
Myself.
If Doc Ryan wins the chicken foot challenge, he is the undisputed champion.
Okay. I am not beholden to any rules. I follow no rules. There is only one true king, and that is me.
If Rocco beats Ryan in the chicken foot challenge, they will be even, and they'll have to do one more challenge.
Best out of three.
To see who the true champion is.
Okay.
But when I win, you're going to get the fuck off the stage, right?
Oh, my God. This
all
is
right.
Okay, cool.
God, I hate him so
Let's
much.
Let's put 6 minutes on the timer.
This fucking
Our bones in this are probably
on ball, your mark.
I don't know what this is.
Get set. Go. All right. And they're off, and they're eating chicken feet.
That's a lot of bones.
Oh,
that's
chicken
terrible.
Feet. Great food, great band.
Oh, this ain't bad. This is just chicken.
Oh, wow. Dude, you guys, I can't really emphasize how fucking disgusting these look. It looks so fucking gross.
It's like a pale white meat. It's like
this is
show feet. Hey guys,
like
thank you, Meg. Show feet.
You got talons. You got knuckles.
Yeah, just give it back.
Yeah. Oh my God in heaven.
Fuck that.
Apparently you're supposed to start by biting the toes into the joints.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Get in between
God,
the toes.
Dude. Rocco, come on, dude.
Get in between
the
toes.
I bit my tongue.
These taste like a cold asshole.
These taste like licorice.
Licorice?
Yeah.
Well,
what the fuck?
Well, which is it? Cold asshole or licorice?
That sounds like the same thing to me.
I've never looked at a dead guy's asshole before, so only warm ass for me.
Where's my score counter?
Oh, yeah, we forgot to keep score here.
That's one.
We're going to count chicken feet.
I'm at one.
Let's get our score counters back up on there.
Rocco, come on, dude. You said you could do it. You came back. Oh, no.
Rocco, come on. You got to get that fucking win.
What a story it would be if Rocco came back. It would be compelling.
Yeah,
it's drama.
If he gets that trophy back,
the good guy would win in the end.
Rocco, this is your chance to win the championship.
It's like eating an elephant's nose.
Ew, Ryan dropped one on the floor.
No, he's not even eating one yet. He's at zero.
Is that true, Rocco?
What?
Are we at zero?
Yeah. Rocco's...
Oh, well.
The true king. Uh-oh.
This just tastes like chicken.
If he throws up, that's a DQ.
He'll just
Ryan
eat anything.
Ryan likes duck. He likes chuck. He will really eat anything.
If it's meat, I'm pretty much going to eat it.
What about people?
No, well...
He'll eat people.
He'd do it.
He would totally eat people.
I think he'd do it.
What do I win?
Yeah. It smells so bad.
You win KFC this time.
So yeah.
No. He started
don't
it.
Up on me for real.
Hey, you know what? This is the thing.
Fuck.
What is it, Sean?
Rocco looks like he's going to lose. I see it.
I can't.
I see the writing on the wall.
This could be a DQ for Rocco.
Ryan is continuing to eat as Rocco shoves fingers in his mouth.
Yeah. That would be a disqualification.
Rocco.
That's it. Rocco.
That's
beer.
A disqualification.
I win.
But I wanted to. Oh, yeah. I want to say.
That was cool.
I'm proud of him for trying.
He tried.
He's a man of the people. And although Ryan fucking won, and it's a dark day for America.
Ladies and gentlemen, your undisputed champion for Christmas Cast 2019, Duck Ryan!
Yeah, Ryan!
Good job, Ryan.
Thank you.
And I think Rocco has conceded to this loss.
Who wants to go to Panda Express on me?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Oh, yeah,
not. Food. Technically, this is not real food.
Beijing beef. For
if
me.
This had been real food, I would have won.
These taste good. You're fucking dumb. These chicken.
Oh my God, Gary.
Excuse me.
That brings us to the end of our competition here. We thank you all for watching Christmas Cast 2019. Have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, get on Rocco. Get on Rocco.
And a Happy New Year.
Oh
Rocco's barfing.
Oh no. Why are they so loud and violent with it?
Happy holidays,
that's
everybody.
How I thought, too.
Thanks,
oh,
Johnny.
Fuck, Ryan.
Happy Hanukkah.
Holy
shit.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Kwanzaa.
And a Happy New Year. And peace on earth and goodwill towards
men.
Towards everybody.
Yeah. Shouts out to our lovely studio audience.
Yeah,
for
thank
being
you
with
everyone
us today.
For being
thank
with
you guys.
And just yeah,
give
thank you audience.
A round of applause.
Oh fuck Rocco,
and,
god damn it.
You know, just God bless. Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
It's true. He died
and,
for you.
And it's a wonderful time. It's all about family.
Yeah. It's all
this
about family.
That fucking pie, dude.
Family.
It's all about family.
Better to
and
give
love.
Than to receive.
And love.
What was in the fucking pie?
Yeah,
it was. They were messed up peaches.
Not roasting on an open fire. Like frost nipping at your nose.
Wow.
No, it's been said.
I think we've seen it all.
Many times, many ways.